91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. Two people have been charged with possession of cocaine and other drugs after a traffic stop in Sterling last Thursday. Shortly after the stop, Central Hastings OPP and the Drug Enforcement Unit raided a home in Marmara and officers seized marijuana, cocaine, and prescription drugs. A large amount of money and a bulletproof vest were also found. After the search, a 33-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman from Marmara were charged with possession of marijuana and possession of cocaine for the purpose of selling, as well as other drug-related charges. Anyone with information about this case is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP at 613-473-4234. Police are asking for the public's assistance in locating a convicted murderer. 60-year-old Lyle Ridgewell is on a Canada-wide warrant for breach of parole. He's on parole for life due to a conviction for second-degree murder. Ridgewell is described as 5'6", 143 pounds, with hazel eyes and brown hair. He may have shaved his head and beard recently. He is known to frequent the Peterborough, Cobourg, Belleville, and Kingston areas. Anyone having contact with Ridgewell or information in regards to his whereabouts is asked to contact the Provincial Repeat Offender Parole Enforcement Squad, Crime Stoppers, or to call 911. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was heckled and jeered as he took questions this morning at a youth labor forum in Ottawa. Several dozen delegates at the Young Workers Summit turned their backs on Trudeau as he spoke, while many others held signs reading "Keep the Promise." Many of the delegates criticized the Liberal government for considering signing onto the Trans-Pacific Trade Deal and complained about the effects of so-called uncertain work on their lives. Here's what it sounded like as Trudeau tried to speak.
Absolutely. I intend to keep all my promises.
Trudeau was booed when he told the gathering that precarious work, including jobs with no pensions, is now a fact of life for young people. A former nurse is facing 8 murder charges in connection with a series of deaths at Ontario nursing homes. Police from 3 jurisdictions say the deaths took place in Woodstock and London between 2007 and 2014. Ontario Provincial Police Detective Superintendent Dave Truax says the investigation is ongoing.
There's further steps that are being taken. Should there be additional victims identified, obviously there'll be consideration as to whether further criminal charges will be added as well.
3 of the victims were men and 5 were women. They ranged in age from 75 to 96. A legal advocacy group is calling on the British Columbia government to release newly gathered statistics about the use of police dogs in the province. Pivot Legal Society also wants the provincial government to conduct an audit of how closely the Vancouver Police Department is following a new law around police dog training and deployment, which came into effect a year ago. Spokesperson Doug King says Vancouver police have the highest bite ratio of any department in the province, and going public with the statistics could lead to changes that would help lower that number. Last month, a bystander was bitten while Vancouver officers were responding to a reported kidnapping and double murder, an incident for which police have since apologized. A police dog tore off part of the man's ear before grabbing his leg and dragging him across the ground. Vancouver Police spokesperson Sergeant Brian Montage says they are transparent about their dog bite data and wouldn't stand in the way of the province disclosing that information to the public. Is Donald Trump's presidential campaign hurting his businesses? Rita Foley reports on what some market analysts are finding.
Trump claims the marketing value of his name alone is worth $3 billion. But experts say the name and the brand have lost some of their panache. One expert saying the Trump brand is collapsing among those with a household income of over $100,000 a year. Those mostly wealthy customers who have stayed at his hotels, played golf at his golf courses, or held galas at his oceanside resorts. Trump denies this is true and says, in fact, his campaign may be helping business. I'm Rita Foley.
Volkswagen will pay billions in what's become the largest auto scandal in U.S. history. ABC's Shania Norman breaks down the deal reached today.
A federal judge in San Francisco approved the $15 billion settlement against Volkswagen for its emissions cheating scandal. The automaker equipped many of its cars with software to fool emissions tests. Nearly 500,000 VW and Audi owners with certain diesel engines will be able to seek buybacks for their vehicles starting next Tuesday.
The scandal has damaged Volkswagen's reputation and hurt its sales. The company is still facing potentially billions more in fines and penalties. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for infants to be kept in their parents' bedroom at night for 6 months to a year in order to lessen the risk of sleep-related death. The new recommendations say babies should sleep on a separate surface, in a crib or bassinet, and never on something soft. Dr. Lori Feldman-Winter says statistics suggest that baby monitors are not as effective at preventing sleep-related deaths as having the baby in the same room.
The monitor may be helpful to keeping the parents awake, hearing every little noise that comes through the monitor, but it really doesn't do anything in terms of keeping the baby safe.
The AAP says room sharing lessens the risk of sudden infant death syndrome by as much as 50%. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
Trick or treat!
Oh my goodness, a group of monsters! Here you go.
Carrots?
That's not candy.
It's all I have left.
You didn't go to Mark's No Friends?
Your headquarters for Halloween!
No, I didn't.
Mark's No Frills has all your Halloween treat needs.
Head to Mark's No Frills on Bell Boulevard.
QNET Sports. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight with two hard luck teams squaring off. John Lester gets the start for Chicago as the Cubs travel to Cleveland. Corey Kluber will go for the Indians. Kluber says he's trying to block out the enormity of pitching in the World Series.
Obviously, it's the World Series, and there's two teams left, all that kind of stuff. But also, at the same time, I think you're so wrapped up in the moment of, you know, trying to prepare and do everything you can to be ready that, you know, for me at least, it's been all about, you know, getting prepared and being ready when it is time to throw that first pitch.
The Cubs haven't won a World Series since 1908, and Cleveland hasn't won a Major League Baseball title since 1948. There's a full slate of games in the NHL tonight, with five Canadian teams hitting the ice. First up, Austin Matthews and the Toronto Maple Leafs host Tampa Bay. Later, the Calgary Flames are in St. Louis, the Winnipeg Jets visit Dallas, and out west, the Ottawa Senators travel to Vancouver to take on the Canucks. For Cleveland sports fans, this day is like no other. While the Indians are facing the Cubs in the first game of the World Series, the Cavaliers will be getting their championship rings for winning the NBA title last season. At Quicken Loans Arena, which is just a courtyard away from Progressive Field, the Cavs will face the Knicks in the opening game of the season. Two other games on the schedule are Utah playing at Portland and Golden State, the team the Cavaliers beat in the NBA Finals, hosting San Antonio. The Warriors, who won the title 2 years ago and set a single-season record for most wins by a team last season, made the biggest splash in the offseason with the signing of Kevin Durant. The Denver Broncos must have enjoyed the company of Brock Osweiler while he was with the team last season because they were in close contact with him throughout a 27-9 win over Houston. Osweiler was constantly harassed while completing 22 of his 41 passes for just 131 yards and no touchdowns. It was his first meeting with the Broncos since leaving the team for free agency. Four-time Pro Bowler Arian Foster is retiring midway through the Miami Dolphins season, saying he can no longer take the punishment an NFL running back endures. The 30-year-old has been slowed by groin and hamstring injuries this season after coming back from a torn Achilles tendon. The New York Giants kicker, whose domestic abuse case has been reopened by the NFL, is speaking out for the first time today. ABC's Aaron Katersky has more.
Josh Brown said he is sorry his past has called into question the character or integrity of the New York Giants, owner John Mara, or any of his other supporters. In his first statement since the league placed him on the commissioner's exempt list while it decides whether a single-game domestic violence suspension was enough, Brown said he has taken measures to get help. He said he never struck his wife and never would, and added he is cooperating with the team and the league while he works to identify and rectify his behavior.
Brown's former wife alleged that he shoved her into a mirror, causing it to break. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Cloudy tonight with a low of -4. Mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 6. Periods of rain or snow on Thursday with a high of 5. At 4:09, it's 7 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.